Okay. Let's call the city council meeting for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019 to order. Tonight's invocation is by Pastor Fred Franks, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Before we start, I think I'd like to, because I want you to include his family in prayers, where'd Pete go? Our friend Pete, who is a stalwart staple of these meetings in this community ever since I know, since I've been mayor, passed away Sunday night. And this meeting's not the same without him. And he was a sounding board for me, a voice of wisdom, reason, nicest guy in the world, Navy vet, combat vet, and it's just breaks my heart. So I don't know all y'all feel the same way, but y'all remember his family, please.
Well, Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for your grace and your mercy on our lives. And even as Mayor's just mentioned, Pete Peterson, we thank you for the influence he had and for the friendship that he gave, for all that he added to this meeting, and just the person that he was. We pray for his family today. We ask for your grace, comfort for their lives. We pray for the friends that are here in this meeting. And even as Mayor's mentioned, this meeting's not the same, that he will be missed by many. And so we pray as process and grief takes place, that you would walk with each person who has heavy hearts this night. Concerning this meeting, we commit this time to you. We thank you for all the awesome things that are happening in our community, the excitement of the new school coming, and all the building and people moving here. We pray for continual wisdom and guidance in all the decisions that are being made. We thank you for all the city workers who are diligent, who keep this place so clean and beautiful. We thank you for our police and fire department that provide and are just a constant reminder of the security that is here. And we pray that you will keep them safe and bless them. Thank you for our mayor. Thank you for our city council. And walk with them each step of the way. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We're always careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. We commit this night to you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd could not be with us. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 8 additional items, the first being approval of liquor license for On Temp's Po' Boys and Specialty Meats, second approval of liquor license for Steak Burger, the third approval of a liquor license for Rufus Sports, Martial Arts, and the fourth, a resolution authorizing the sole purchase of a submersible pump, the fifth, a resolution approving the submission of the 2018 annual report, resolution authorizing professional services agreement with Wetland Sciences, and seventh, a resolution authorizing a task order for Wetland Sciences, and the eighth, a resolution authorizing a right-of-way user agreement for Camp Fox doing business as Island Fiber.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving, considering previous minutes from the regular council meeting and the committee of whole, 3/12/19, if there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by council?
Mayor, the one One thing that I wanted to announce, Joni,
yes.
Did you respond to Laura Thomas's about that announcement on the
9th?
I did. Do you have that?
I do. We are supposed to announce.
Meet the principals.
Meet the principals is coming up this Wednesday, May, no.
Tuesday, April 9th.
Tuesday,
May. I've got four
next
announcements
Tuesday
here. Tuesday, and it is going to be at the Arts Center. At the Arts Center. So please come out and meet our new principals.
What time?
You're going to be very impressed.
I think it's 4 to 6.
4 to 6. And there's another. Glenda sent us something about the beach, 20th annual beach party presented by American Protection Service. You got that one?
I got that one this afternoon.
Yep.
My phone's in my truck.
April 26th. And that one, tickets are available for that as well.
Is that the CCA party?
That's the CCA.
CCA 20th anniversary party.
April 26th.
Yep.
So thank you, Ms.
Blaylock. Put that on your calendar. Thank you, Mr. Silvers.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. So everybody come out and meet the principals. It's going to be an awesome time.
You'll be very impressed.
Yeah, do. This Thursday, what time?
The sports meeting.
You know what time? I think that was at
6.
Yeah, 5:30. I think it's 5:30. 5:30, Coach Chase Smith, our new athletic director and head football coach, is it 6?
It's at 6.
Well, if you're there at 5:30, you'll be early, so you won't be late.
There you go.
So we'll be meeting with all parents. This is a very important meeting, so if you can be there, so spread the word. So we need to know what kids are interested in what sports so that we can start planning out what sports we will have to offer. It's very difficult situation right now trying to plan when you don't know exactly which kids are coming and how many kids are coming. So all the parents that can be there that's not already at the ball field would be appreciated. Anybody else? Anything else?
Yes, sir, Mayor, if I may. I'd like to announce that we received a notice from the Loss Control Division of the Municipal Insurance Corporation that the City of Orange Beach received a silver award this year, which is really good for a municipality with the number of high-risk positions that we have in the city. You know, just basically jobs that are inherently dangerous jobs, police, fire, lifeguards, et cetera. But that was a loss ratio of 5% to 20%, which is actually it's very good, and that's going to result in additional savings for the city on our insurance.
Good job.
Compensation.
Good job.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
Thank you.
Awesome. Department heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. And personnel.
Thank you, Desi.
Thank you, Desi.
Anybody else? Come on, buddy.
I'll keep this brief. Thank you for having me. I just want to give you a quick reminder that Reconnect Week Spring 2019 is going to be this Saturday, April 6th. We are going to welcome military combat veterans and their family members right here outside in the parking lot. We did not reach our expected goal, but I am proud to announce that we're going to have over 100 military combat veterans and their families checking into the city of Orange Beach. Anybody that knows me knows it's not about numbers. You know, I feel blessed to bring even one family to our community.
That's right.
Thank you to Chris, Matt, everybody that's helped organize and orchestrate this. We can't do this alone. The city of Orange Beach is ready. Our families are beyond excited to come. I wish you guys could read all the emails we receive, but if you're available 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, we'll be right out front. Again, you know, these are families that have served our country. We just want to welcome them. We don't want to mob and attack them, but we do want to, you know, just welcome them to the city and then let them have their 7 days of time together.
Sir, yes, sir, you're spot on, because you know what? You didn't say you reached your goal, because your goal is growing.
Yes, sir, that is correct. It's a moving target.
If you just reached out and touched one soul,
that's what
one soul, but you've got many more that you've reached out, and that program that you're doing is awesome. So, you know, if we have 1, 10, 20, whatever.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Just one, that's even a great impact. So appreciate what you're doing.
Well, what's the furthest away they're coming this time? I remember last year when they all got here, some of them were really tired. They had made some long trips.
The furthest one we have is actually a 20-hour drive from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And they're actually not going to arrive until Sunday morning, but 20-hour drive, they're ready to come to the city of Orange Beach. Obviously, they have sand in New Mexico. I think ours is going to be a little bit better.
They got dirt.
Not like ours.
A little bit better for them. But again, we can't do this alone, so thank you to everybody that's contributed. It's not too late. If you have any activities or anything you want them to see while they're here, reach out to us at Operation Reconnect, whether email or directly to the office, and we'll get it into our family's hands. But again, thank you. And looking forward to Saturday.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned 3 to 5, but actually we're going to be ready to start receiving those families from 2 to 5.
Absolutely.
And anyone wanting to come and just help welcome those people into Orange Beach is welcome to come out and participate and be part of that.
Absolutely. This invitation is into the entire community. Again, this is not an Operation Reconnect City of Orange Beach. This is every single person here that makes this possible. Yeah. So if you have the time and you're able to make it, we invite you. Last time we did this for Fighter Wing Week, we had some arrivals as early as 10 a.m. So if anybody happens to be kicking around the city Saturday morning and you see somebody that looks lost, let them know we're coming. I'm just kidding. We will be here then. But, yes, we will be fully prepared and ready at 2 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Orange Beach appreciates our veterans.
Yep.
And I think we show it. And thank you, Ryan. We got Jose, his group. They're working with veterans to get things done, and we appreciate that very much. But if anything else, we love our veterans, and we're going to do everything we do to make special for them. Anyone else? Jonathan?
Mr. Mayor, I wanted to mention that we're going to have a spring break golf camp this year. We haven't had a golf pro in a few years. We've had Miss Ann Gaeta for the last few months. And this year during spring break, we're going to have golf camp on April 16th through 18th. And we're going to have boys and girls ages 7 through 12. We'll have two each day, one in the morning at 10, and then the afternoon at 1. You can sign up by calling the golf center. As well, we've started in February a girls' junior LPGA camp, and that's every Saturday. We have about a dozen to 16 girls every Saturday. In addition to that, we've applied for a little bit of a grant, but nothing big that the mayor and council had to sign for. But we did receive 5 new sets of golf clubs through our LPGA program for these girls. Now, they can be used for boys, too. They're not pink and purple. Fortnite and Miss Jeannie, we spent some time wanting a golf pro for quite a long time. We haven't had a golf pro in about 4 years now. And as soon as we stopped looking, the right one showed up. So that's great to have a program like this, as we're now developing it for our middle school and high school to compete on those levels, too.
And win.
That's right.
Anyone else? All right. Entertain motion of auditing of our accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Ken?
Mayor, we have 2 proclamations tonight. The first one is for Child Abuse Prevention Month, and that is declaring the month of April for that. And then also we have for Sexual Assault and Rape Awareness Month. So both of these. Is there anyone here to receive these for an agency or an entity? Okay, so we will.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving to unfinished business and ordinances. Ordinance amending Chapter 42, Article 3, Municipal Code, Flood Damage.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Do we need to pass it? That's a roll call.
Roll call.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Moving to new business under miscellaneous addition. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license. CJ Family Enterprises, Bomb Tent, Po' Boys.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Are they here? You guys here? Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Hope you do well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
When you opening?
April 15th. April. Oh.
We'll be there.
Tax day.
Now, you're in the Walmart shopping center, is that right?
No.
next to Southern Rapid Care.
It's where the hot rods
used to be.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Sorry, well, the address is right here, so I apologize. But good luck. Hope y'all do well. Approval restaurant retail liquor license, DeSouza Restaurant, Steak Burger, Main Street.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Y'all here?
Anybody here?
Good luck.
Good luck. I know the address is here on Main Street, but what unit is that? Where is that in location to? Next to the Ferris wheel.
Good.
That's STK or, STK Burger.
Well, you're talking about the burger lobster. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, you're still there. Yeah, okay.
They're not new, but.
No, they're not new.
Wish them luck with your beer sales. How's that?
Thank you.
Moving to addition approval of special events and retail liquor license application for Rufus Sport Martial Arts Event, Orange Beach Event Center.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion?
This sounds
flavor?
Dangerous.
All right.
I was going to say.
Martial arts and liquor?
Yeah. Martial arts and liquor.
I think we got some folks in here that know a little bit about drinking and fighting, don't we?
Is anybody here from this organization?
All right, we are.
Please stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
Explain exactly what you're going to do with the martial arts. I read into
it. Martial arts event. It's we've actually done it in the past. 2013 was the last time.
Yes.
Now we're doing a joint venture with UFC Fight Pass. It's a temporary liquor license just for the one evening.
Right.
We've got 2 points of sale. We're going to have trained bartenders at both. In fact, we're bringing in other folks, the SDK Burgers people, to help.
There
to
you
help
go.
Them. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, feed them some burgers, because I tell you what, now, are we going to be serving the alcohol after the martial arts is over with, or is it going
to
be all in between?
We're going to an after party that's going to go over to the wharf facility. And so
good.
Good.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Required to have officers.
Security.
Yes.
They'll be there.
Good. Y'all enjoy
yourself. Yeah, they put on a good show last time. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
I expect to see you all there.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Exhibition
we
match.
Like martial arts.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
And there were never any issues with Matt Halfacre.
Right.
Was there.
Yep. Thank
perfect,
you, Angela.
Perfect. Thank you, Angela.
Moving to resolution awarding the bid for new gymnasium at the Orange Beach Rec Center, $1,263,674.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? I'm happy. This is going to be a big, big help.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for police department video systems to Star Asset Security, $120,141.44.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution accepting the negotiated price, self-containing breathing apparatus, fire department, $29,024.
Go ahead.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring back to school sales tax holiday July 19th through 21st, 2019.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds for the Expect Excellence Program fiscal year 2019, $270,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Olson Associates. Engineered beach annual monitoring, $48,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase submersible pump, Jim House and Associates Utilities Department, $18,240.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution approving the submission of 2018 Municipal Water Pollution Prevention Annual Report.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, Wetland Sciences, Ecological Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution authorizing the execution of task order, Wetland Sciences, perform ecological assessment, proposed NFWF or NIFWF, acquisition land amount not to exceed $20,800.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of right-of-way agreement with Camp Fox doing business as Island Fiber.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Good job. Okay, we will adjourn and then immediately reconvene in the committee of the whole without a break. So, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Committee of the Whole is called to order for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Not Councilmember Boyd. Mayor Kennan?
Here. We've got 7 minutes. I've got an under-over bet. We can be out here in 30 minutes.
There you go.
So.
There you go.
Do it.
I have a few questions.
I can't tell you what.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the council meeting? I had a few discussions on some of these
questions.
Items.
Well, his name ain't Jeff Hartley, but. consideration of previous minutes from the work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 3/19/19. Move those forward for consideration. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Discuss the sale of city property. The deal, I think, is struck for the property on.
North side.
Yeah, Roscoe.
Roscoe.
And essentially, we're getting our exact money we invested back out of the property.
Right.
And the reasoning, for the most part, is a county piece of property. For us to annex it in would not, it would be difficult with a previous agreement with Gulf Shores. Mm-hmm. So we prefer to leave it in the county and let them decide what they want to do with it. So.
And this was where we were going, thinking about moving public works, is why we purchased it.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So we'll be declaring it surplus and then entering the agreements.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Set a meeting for the flood damage prevention of ordinance board adjustment. Suggested date 4/16/19, 4/45. Lanny, you good?
Just two cases, but I think 15 minutes. You can hear both of them
in 15 minutes. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Lanny.
Moving to resolution. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order. Burke Klein Peter, Design Construction Engineering. Inspection Service, Phase 3 Improvement, Seawall Park, Perdido Pass, $18,932. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Resolution authorizing execution of automatic aid agreement with City of Holy for structural fire response.
Yes.
Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement with Polaris Public Safety Solutions for training services. What's fire
this?
Department.
Is this, Justin Pierce is not here, he's out.
Mike Kimball.
Mike.
Item 3.
This is for a one-time training trainer to come down, I think, to help.
He weighs a ton? The one-ton trainer is coming down?
A one-time.
God, you guys are slow.
It should be attached.
Okay.
We're good with it.
Down, so
we all know why Chief's not here, so I think Chief is the only one privy to this information.
We just heard, yeah.
So
it's good.
Super secret, right? That's why you're not on a need to know basis yet, right? Yeah, I got you. Okay. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a skid steer loader for Coastal Resources Department, National Joint Purchasing Alliance, $80,236.57.
I don't know about
what are you going to do with this thing?
Man. We're going to move a lot of dirt, a lot of trees. We had busted our tool cat.
That's right.
It'll
do what you need it to do.
After seeing what Philcat can do can't do, this is a better job.
Okay.
And we manage we take care and keep up a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
A lot of property.
A lot of attachments. Thank you, Philip.
Can't
like
have
a
enough
vacuum cleaner.
Can't have enough attachments, right? All right, resolution authorizing executing a task order of Burke Klein Peter Professional Services, Design, Construction, Inspection, Widening of Callaway Drive, amount not to exceed $29,274. Am I good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Resolution authorizing execution task order of Burke Klein Peter Environmental Studies, Traffic Modeling for the Wolf Bay Bridge Project, $103,922.50.
Yes.
I know we're moving forward. It's hard, I know, but we are. Okay. Moving to ordinances. Ordinances amending Chapter 66 Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, Alabama, entitled Streets, Alabama's Other Places, to designate Cross Lanes, Rollins Road, Seascape Lane as one-way streets. Y'all good with that?
Can
Kid,
yes,
I'm good
Kid's
with that.
Kid's going to show us a picture.
I would like to just talk about it for the room, if you don't mind. That's I got 4 minutes.
Oh, not at all. Take your time.
yeah.
Start with the big building.
We'll go ahead and order in if you want to. Yeah.
Souvenir City.
So Souvenir City is the big rectangle, and the roads that surround it are all currently two-way, but they range in width from 11 to 13 feet.
Right.
And it's a very difficult roadway to maneuver. And I have Ms. Diversa here, who is intimately familiar with that roadway. So after a number of complaints I received from persons, I checked with Allied Waste, the post office, Public Works, the police department, fire department. I checked with everybody I could think of. And this is the direction that the one-way street needs to occur in this configuration due to mailbox placement, dumpster locations, and just the general configuration of the roadway. The one thing that is not shown here is the city of Orange Beach will need to construct a driveway on the east side, the northeast side of the Souvenir City parking lot in order to allow for the mail delivery vehicle to go in and deliver their mail and then go out. There is no room for a mailbox for Souvenir City on the east side of Seascape Lane. And I just spoke to Tim. I had grossly overestimated how much that would cost. He's saying probably $400 just to construct that driveway onto Seascape Lane.
Under the cover of darkness.
Wait, can we use the skid mover?
Skid mover?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it has lots of attachments.
I like it. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Y'all
yes.
Like it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll have to purchase the signs, too. But with your approval, then we'll get started on getting that signs placed.
Is that going to help, Ms. Diversa?
Is it going to help?
Yeah.
Absolutely, sir. Good.
Good.
Tremendous, as
you know. Yeah, we know it was grief. We understand. So good. Glad we could help.
Now, Ms. Diversa, do you live down there on Cross Lane?
I do not. I own 3 condos in Seascape.
In Seascape, okay.
My dad bought them in 1983 or 84.
Right. Cross Lane is just oblivious, and they're just about ready to finish building that out. But it's terrible trying to get across Cross Lane.
And this is going to eliminate some of the challenge,
right?
Because you know we also have challenges which aren't depicted here, but in front of Seascape, between the beach and Seascape, there's a very small road where Cross Lane continues,
mm-hmm.
as you can see up towards the beach side, the south side,
right?
And it's even narrow, so at least now we won't have people trying to go
both ways,
and it will take care of a lot of the issues.
Be great. Any other discussion?
Yeah.
Mayor?
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
$100.
$100.
Yeah. I'm going to actually wait to 10 seconds before 30 minutes is up, and then we're going to call it. Bill, don't you cost me $100, buddy. I swear.
There you go. Bill.
There we go. Thank you, Bill.
I would like to discuss the bridge. No. I want to announce to the council and to the mayor and to everyone here to make the announcement that the Friends of the Art are having our second annual grand event on May the 3rd. We'll be having the all-star band there. There will be dancing allowed for all of you folks who'd like to get into that. Not me. You can purchase tickets from the Friends of the Art at the Friends of the Art. FriendsOfTheArtInc.org. And through there, you can buy tickets on Everbright or at the Art Center itself. They're $75 a person. That'll include a great evening of dancing and fun. We'll have a silent auction. We have an open bar and some great, great food for that evening. We'd like to have everyone come out. Last year, if you'll remember, we were able to raise enough money to buy
a brand new grand piano
for the Art Center. And we're so happy to the folks that helps us support that.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
It's over with. Oh. He could hardly run out the door fast as he could get out the door.
Like a brother-in-law. You'd never get anything out of him anyway.
I'll never get that $100. Okay, anybody else got anything?
No, sir.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, enjoy nobody, the anybody got any week, comments, y'all. Questions, or thoughts? Awesome. Okay, well, let's go home and eat. We are adjourned. What's that?
Yeah.
Who's playing?